Welcome to a Sunny Side Up Life podcast, a show for the woman who is ready to live an abundant life full of freedom and positivity. I'm Sammy Womack, and I'm on a mission to help you break free from survival mode, gain financial freedom, stay motivated, and focus on what matters most. Join the movement, and let's start living on the brighter side of life together. Hey, everyone. Welcome back to another episode. I have been kind of teasing on social media, on Instagram specifically, about recording this episode. So this week we are talking about battling in the arena for your success. So I've been talking about Brené Brown a lot lately, and I've been talking about her Netflix special, Call to Courage, and her books that I've been reading, and I'm currently like digging into all of her books. I've read Dare to Lead, which Dare to Lead was really great. It's, I believe, her most recent book. It's very business based. So if you're a leader in the work sense, you'll definitely relate to it. But even if you're not, I think there's half, maybe 75% or so, that the information that will apply to you, even if you're not a leader in your work life. So it's still a great read or a great listen if you do the audio version. But it's not necessarily for every single person, if that makes sense. But I just finished Rising Strong, which is one of her older books. It's one of her most popular books. And it definitely will apply to everyone. Like, doesn't matter your work situation or life status, like where you are in your life or whatever. It'll definitely apply to just about every woman. My sister loved it. I loved it. My mom loved it. So, you know, all different life perspectives. So I am going to be digging into her other books. I believe she has five. I don't have the list right in front of me, but I'll link to all of her books on Amazon if you're curious about checking them out. She does narrate her own books, which I always love when authors narrate their own audiobooks. That's always the best for me. I feel like they're much more passionate. You can just kind of get a sense of more of their attitude in it and things like that. And so I always love it when authors narrate their own books. But I'll link to all of those. If you aren't familiar with her books, definitely check them out. Like I said, I'm still digging into the rest of them, so I can't give you a good review on all of them yet. But the two that I have read are really, really great. And the Netflix special, oh my goodness. I watched it for the third time to write down notes to share with you guys. So the first time that I watched the Netflix special, Call to Courage, and it's about an hour and 15 minutes, hour and a half, somewhere in there. And the first time I watched it, I was like, I didn't know what to expect, you know, and it's very, it's like it's a motivational speech, but kind of in a stand-up comedy type of setting. Like, she's on a stage, she's by herself, and there's like the audience, like a stand-up comedian would do. But it's very motivational, and she's hilarious, and she's down to earth, and she's relatable, and I cried just as much as I laughed. And so it was very like back and forth. I had a lot of aha moments. And anyway, so I watched it the first time, and I'm too busy crying and laughing to think about how I can share this with anyone else. And so I go back and I'm watching it the second time, because I want to have some, you know, real like concrete takeaways to share with you guys, and to share with my mom. I really, like, there were so many points in it that I really wanted my mom to watch it. And so then, you know, I watched it the second time, and her and I discussed it. I went over to dinner at her house a couple nights later. And then I'm like, I planned the second time to take notes. And I'm telling my mom this, and I'm like, but I was still crying the second time. And I was like, gosh, I'm going to have to go watch it a third time so I can take notes, so I can share on the podcast about this. So that's what I did. And so now here we are, and I've watched it three times, and I don't regret any of it. It was all still like still great even the third time. So I'm going to link to the Netflix special if you aren't familiar with it, if you haven't seen it, if you haven't, you know, seen it on Netflix, like even the trailer, I saw the trailer on it and I was just waiting for the perfect day to watch it. I'll also link to Brené's TED Talk. She's a TED Talk that about vulnerability that she references in the Netflix special, but currently has like 40 million views, like insane. She's amazing. And so all that, so I'm going to dig into that. So before I dig into that, I want to share with you this week's podcast review on iTunes. You guys, I will put in the show notes the link to where you can go and leave me a review. It takes like less than a minute to type out a review, hit subscribe if you haven't already. And that is what helps this podcast grow, because that is how iTunes ranks. So if you've ever seen highly ranked podcast, that's how. It's subscribe numbers, it is reviews, and all of that kind of stuff. So leaving reviews is what is going to help new listeners find the podcast and get this message to as many people as possible. And you know, help our fellow sisters on this journey. So this week's review is from E. Winship, and she says, amazing podcast. I love Sammy and I love this podcast. I always look forward to the new episodes. Sammy is down to earth, straightforward, and real. She is also so inspirational and encouraging. I re-listen to her episodes whenever I need encouragement on my debt-free journey. Highly recommend. Thank you so much. That is so sweet. I like how I feel like everyone has said like down to earth. I don't know. I never would have like described myself as that. I don't know. A hot mess maybe. But I own it. I own it. So thank you so much. You guys, I appreciate your reviews so much. They're so sweet and just kind of a nice boost of confidence for me before I start recording. So it's always kind of fun to read. Okay. So I am going to share with you guys my not all of my takeaways. I actually am writing a blog as well that kind of coincides with this episode. I will put the link in the show notes to where you guys can get early access to this blog before the general blog audience. It's going to be available for my newsletter community earlier than everyone else. So if you're not on my newsletter list, I'll put the link in the show notes to where you can get on my newsletter list and get my Rise and Shine newsletter every single Tuesday. And I have a special blog called The Call to Courage, kind of more of my takeaways, but kind of on a little bit more of the different topics, more of like the vulnerability side. Because there were just so many, like I couldn't put them all into this whole podcast without literally repeating every single word that she said in the Netflix special. And there's no point in me doing that because you can just go watch the Netflix special. So I'll link to that as well. But I really wanted to share with you guys my takeaways from the Netflix special and from Rising Strong, because there were a lot of stories that she told in both that were like the same story that she told in both, because I mean that's how it goes, like there's only so many stories I feel like we can share before they start to overlap. But I didn't mind because I could never hear these stories too many times because they were just so great. So these are my takeaways from both, and I want to share with you guys how I feel like these can relate to your debt-free journey or just your intentional living journey. Maybe if you're already debt-free and you're saving or you're working on minimalism or positive thinking or whatever part of your journey you're on, this can relate to it. And so I'm like, okay, my debt-free fam, like we've got, like they've got to hear this and they've got to hear it from this perspective of like going into a journey that is so against the normal grain of society. It's not always easy. And sometimes it does feel like we're going to battle. And you feel like those, you know, the gladiator in the arena battling for your success. Like it's not going to be just handed to you. This is something that you're going to have to fight for, right? And I feel like a lot of us, if you've been on a debt-free journey for more than a month, you probably know that a lot of times it feels like a battle. Like it feels like you are fighting your way through it. And sometimes it's really, really hard. And a lot of the things that she shared, I felt like were really, really relatable to this journey. So she shares this Teddy Roosevelt quote in the special and in the book Rising Strong. And she references her other book, Daring Greatly, which I think will be my next book that I dig into of hers. And this is kind of where she got the inspiration to write Daring Greatly, was from this Teddy Roosevelt quote that is called The Man in the Arena Speech. So I'll read it to you. And I'll also copy and paste all of that into the show notes in case you want to like save the quote. Okay, so it's a little long, but stick with me. So this is his quote. It is not the critic who counts, not the man who points out how the strong man stumbles or where the doer of deeds could have done them better. The critic belongs to the man who is actually in the arena, whose face is marred by dust and sweat and blood, who strives, who errs, who comes up short again and again, because there is no effort without error and shortcoming. But who does actually strive to do the deeds? Who knows great enthusiasms, the great devotions? Who spends himself in a worthy cause? Who at the best knows in the end the triumph of high achievement? And who at the worst, if he fails, at least he fails while daring greatly? So that his place shall never be with those cold and timid souls who neither know victory nor defeat. Y'all, like, oh my gosh, that's everything. That is everything. And so she took that quote and she basically used it as a lot of the foundation for a lot of her work. And I feel like that can so, so relate to our debt-free journeys and our intentional living journeys and our financial independence journeys, like all of the above, right? You know, you feel like you have a worthy cause. And if you want to triumph, if you want to succeed, you have to risk failing, you know? And the people who don't succeed, who will never taste victory or success, often won't really taste defeat either, will they? Because they never tried. You know, you can't fall if you never stand up. And those are the people that are cold and timid because they were never daring greatly. You know, they were never brave enough to step foot on the arena floor. And I just feel like that's it, you know? And I, you know, Daniel and I have talked a lot about how we're at, you know, we've been debt-free for over a year now, year and a half coming up pretty soon. And we talk about how we feel like we've gone to battle. And it was just crazy because I hadn't heard this quote until recently. But we've always kind of said that. We've always felt like at the end, after we were debt-free, we just felt like we were so exhausted. Like we had really been battling. And, you know, it was physically and emotionally exhausting to go through such a big life change. And everything we did with moving and just, you know, changing our eating habits, you know, refocusing our hobbies so we weren't going out all the time, and our mindset and the way the words that we use with our children and with each other and the way that it transformed our marriage, everything has went to battle. Everything, every important aspect of our life has been put on the arena floor. And that's why it's so hard, because it is like you're battling, you're fighting for your life. And it's not whether or not you're going to necessarily live or die, you know, it's more spiritually, are you going to live or die? Like, are you going to live intentionally? Are you going to dare greatly? Or are you just going to be one of the cold, timid souls who never strives for their dreams? You know, and oh gosh, it's just everything. I can't say it. I'm just going to keep saying that, I guess. But another thing she talks about is the vulnerability involved. And that a lot of people think vulnerability and being brave are two opposites of the spectrum. But, and I had never really thought about this until I listened to her Netflix special. But they're not. They're one and the same, you know? And if you never put your heart up or, you know, yourself up to be vulnerable, then you never stand to be brave, right? If we don't risk anything, then we weren't really brave. We were just kind of sitting still. And that she says, you know, being vulnerable is the key to wholehearted living. Really, truly feeling alive is making yourself feel a little vulnerable. It's stepping out of your comfort zone. And we've heard this time and time again, that nothing worth doing happens in your comfort zone, because you get in your little bubble, you feel safe, you feel cozy, but that's not truly living, you guys. We have to be brave. We have to set ourselves up to be vulnerable, you know? And sometimes that looks like going against the grain of society to be debt-free, to work on your personal development, to be the only one of your friend group that is reading a book right now, that is working on your fitness, that is tracking your spending, you know, to be the one that stands out. You are being vulnerable when you do that. You know, when you're the only one listening to an audiobook instead of watching some mindless video on YouTube or something. You know what I mean? Like, it's hard to be the one that stands out and be vulnerable like that and be brave enough to be weird. But that is the key to wholehearted living, getting out of that comfort zone. And when we don't do that, when we play small because we have fear of failing, fear of ridicule, shame in the fact that maybe we let ourselves get into so much debt, or we let our finances get so out of control, we let our depression or anxiety get so out of control, maybe we let our house get so out of control. Like, you just feel like your whole life is falling apart. That's how I felt at the beginning of our journey, you know, 5 or so years ago. I felt like everything was falling apart. I didn't know who I was. My house was a disaster. My finances were a disaster. My marriage was taking the brunt of all of this, because that's, your marriage always gets like the full force of it. It was affecting how I was showing up in my mothering. Everything felt like it was falling apart. And I had so much shame. And she also talks about, I think she talks about this more in Dare to Lead, but the differences between shame and guilt. I never knew the difference. Okay, so guilt is what someone else puts on you. Shame is what you put on yourself. And that just totally flipped it for me. Shame is self-inflicting. No one makes you feel shame except yourself. And that's why shame is so painful, because it's what you have told yourself. And so your finances are a mess, your house is a mess, all whatever is a mess, and you feel shame because you know that you can show up better for your life than you are showing up. And that's shame. That's you saying it. You're letting yourself down, which I think is the worst. Like, you know, your kids love you unconditionally. Your spouse loves you unconditionally. Your parents, your siblings, your friends, you know, they love you because of your faults, not just in spite of them, but because of them. They love you. But we often don't give that same love to ourselves. And so I feel like, especially as women, especially in the stage of life that I am in with young kids and all of that, my worst enemy is myself. And I literally told my counselor that my first day of counseling. I said, it's all me. My kids are great. My husband's great. My family's great. I have a great support system, but it's me. It's inside my head. You know, I'm doing this to myself. I'm holding myself back. I'm shaming myself. And we play small out of fear of someone knowing our deepest shame. Because if I show up and I start budgeting, or I start asking questions in the debt-free community, or God forbid I start a blog about it, or I start sharing on social media what we're actually doing, that is shedding light on the fact that something was broken that needed to be fixed in the first place. And we have to admit that there was something broken in the first place. You know, we have to own up to that shame. And even if that's just, even if we don't share it publicly, even if we don't put it on social media, because you don't have to, it's not really everybody's business if you don't want it to be. Some people like to do it for accountability. Some people need that support system. Other people would rather do it in privacy. And it was a while into my journey before I really shared publicly, because that's kind of how I am. I like to process it and then share. It doesn't matter. Even if you're admitting it to yourself that something needs to be changed, you're shedding light on that fear and that shame. And you're shedding light on, you're opening yourself up to ridicule. And that is scary. That is scary. But if we play small, we stay in that comfort zone, then we are never going to reach that true, wholehearted living that we're desiring, our goals. You know, those goals that you've written down, those goals, those dreams that you have, that's your version of wholehearted living. And you can't ever get to there if you're playing small. So what we have to do is we have to be brave. We have to be vulnerable. Even if it's just admitting to ourselves or our partner or our kids that we've screwed up, part of our life needs to grow. Something needs to change, whether that's your finances or your house, your personal development, your health, your spirituality, whatever. We have to be brave and own up to it and step on to that arena floor, just like Teddy Roosevelt said in his quote. And the thing I love about the way Brené presents this is she says, you know, it's not if you're going to fail or if you're going to get your heart broken. It's you are going to fail. You're going to fall, you know, and it's not like I risk failing. I risk falling flat on my face and embarrassing myself. No, you're going to. And I just love the way she said that, because I tell you guys that all the time about your budget. I screw up my budget all the time. Not like every single day, but, you know, I still fall on my face sometimes. I still forget things. I still mess up. I go over budget. I'm not perfect. I get off my timeline of when I want things to happen, you know, or I sleep in and I don't have my morning quiet time, or I don't listen to an audiobook or a podcast. I just watch something on Netflix. You know, I'm not perfect either. I fall down. I fail. I embarrass myself, but I also succeed a lot more than I used to before I started to even try. You have to try. You have to be brave enough to at least step foot on the arena floor. Yeah, you're going to fail. You're going to fail sometimes. You're going to get your legs kicked out from under you sometimes. It's not if, it's when. Because that's just human nature. We're not perfect. We have to choose the courage over comfort. And we have to show up. We have to show up even when we aren't sure. And it is taking a leap of faith. It is being brave. It is putting yourself out there. And, you know, when we declare to ourselves or a partner or the world or whoever you want to declare it to that you're going to change something, that is courage, you know, and that is stepping out of your comfort zone, choosing courage over comfort and showing up no matter what the outcome is. You don't know. I mean, you're not guaranteed 100% when you start your debt-free journey that you will one day be debt-free. You're not 100% guaranteed. You have to keep battling. You have to keep putting in the work. But if you don't ever start, you can't ever finish, you know? And if you don't ever first start by choosing that courage over comfort, regardless of what the outcome will be, you're never going to live a wholehearted life. You know, I don't know for sure 100%. I don't know for sure 100% what house we will be in the future. You know, I tell you guys that we're saving right now to eventually build our dream home. We're saving for the down payment on it and some land and whatever else our little hearts desire. But I don't know 100%. You know, I can put myself out there and I can say, hey, we're saving $40,000 this year. And one day that money will go into this gorgeous house and I'm going to have these white and gray marble countertops, which is like, that would be a dream for me. I'm going to have two-story windows in my living room and I'm going to have an in-ground pool. And I don't know for sure that that's going to be the outcome. But if I don't declare it and I'm not brave enough and I don't have enough courage to at least declare that that is my heart's desire, then what is the point? You know, what is the point? I'm not living my wholehearted life. I'm not daring greatly. I'm living in a comfort zone and I'm being scared. And I don't feel like that's what any of us really truly want, right? And so I love how she says, you know, we are battling in this arena. And I love the metaphor of the arena. So picture in your mind a gladiator style arena. And there's a person down on the arena floor, and that person is you. And the seats are packed. And there's people cheering for you. There's people booing you. There's people throwing things, you know, like the whole thing. And what the Teddy Roosevelt quote says and what Brené says is that if you are not on that arena floor with me, it's kind of like you see these quotes, you see these memes on Instagram that are like, if you don't pay my bills, you don't get a say in my life. Like y'all have probably seen those memes, right? Basically what she says is if you're not down on that arena floor with me, getting your ass kicked on a regular basis with me, then I'm not interested in your feedback on my life. I'm not interested. So you and your partner are battling in this arena. It's just the two of you. Or maybe it's just you if you're single and you're doing this, which is even scarier. Props to you if you're single and doing this. You're down there on that arena floor and you're battling. It's just you and your partner against a huge monster that is your debt. That is your greatest fears, whatever that is for you. And you're getting tore up down there. And then people from the cheap seats want to throw in feedback. I'm doing air quotes, feedback, which is criticism. They want to tell you, oh, you should have done this. Oh, you shouldn't be renting. You should buy. You shouldn't have cash flowed that. Why would you cash flow when you could just finance? Or you shouldn't be buying. You should be renting. Whatever it is. Someone always has some kind of opinion, some kind of feedback. Brené says, there are millions of cheap seats in the arena. And with social media, there are an endless supply of cheap seats, right? There are millions of cheap seats in the arena. But these people that are sitting in the cheap seats are the people who will never step foot on that arena floor. Because the people who are battling in their own arenas, they don't have time to sit in your cheap seats, right? They don't have time because they're doing their own battle. These people who are in the cheap seats, throwing feedback, unwanted feedback, ridicule at you, are people that will never armor up. They will never put on the armor and step into battle in their own arena. But, this is what Brené says, they will make it a full-time job to criticize you. Gosh, is that so true? We know, like you probably have a person that popped into your mind as soon as I said that, of who is that person in your life. I have a person in my head right now, but I won't share who it is. But what Brené says is that we have to let their feedback drop to the floor. We can't throw it back at them. We want to say something snarky and witty back. We can't throw it back at them. We can't kick it around. We don't have time for that. We step over it and we keep battling, right? There is a huge monster coming towards us that we are fighting against to stay alive. We don't have time to listen to everyone else's feedback. We are battling here. And she says, when you're face down on that arena floor, when you do get your butt kicked, which will happen inevitably at some point, when you're face down in that dirt, you're covered in blood, sweat, tears, you're exhausted, you're dirty, you know, you are just at that low down point. You know that point in your week where you hide in the bathroom or your closet and you just cry because you don't know what else to do? I've literally had these moments. One day is sticking out to me in particular where Daniel was at work. My children were being hoodlums. They were like overthrowing my power. And I literally just went outside. Like they didn't know I went outside. I just went outside and I sat down on the back step and I cried in my hands, and I grabbed my phone and I ordered a pizza. I got my tears out. I got it together. And like, it was just one of those moments where I felt I was face down on that arena floor. And I was covered in blood, sweat, and tears. And the only thing that could fix it was Domino's. But when you're down on that floor, that is where you get an interesting view of other people who are brave too. You see other people who are battling too, who have the blood, sweat, and tears, who have the wounds, who have the passion for the battle like you do. Which is why I'm so passionate about sharing our journey, because I want people to know that they're not alone in this fight. They're not alone on this journey of going against the grain of normal society. It feels like you're alone, but you're not. And that is why I love sharing. That's why I love community. That's why I love the debt-free community on Instagram. And, you know, like I just had Amanda from Debt Free in Sunny California on talking about the importance of community. Because it is so, so important, you guys, to know that there are other people out there battling too. And they fall. They get their butts kicked, right? They mess up. They fail because it's inevitable. We're human. Because if we were perfect, then we would have never gotten ourselves into debt in the first place. You know, we would have never let our house get out of control or our health get out of control or our marriage or our mental health or whatever. If we were perfect in the first place, why would we have let it get out of control? We're not perfect. No one expects you to be perfect. And so where Dave Ramsey says, don't take advice from broke people, which I think is amazing advice. Brené Brown says, don't take advice from people who aren't being brave with their lives. And I think both are great. So next time someone hurls feedback or criticism or ridicule at you, think, is this person's opinion valid? Like, are they brave with their lives? Are they broke? Are they happy? Are they living a wholehearted life? And if not, do I really care about their opinion? And another thing that Brené talked about was the fact that obviously we do care what people think of us. Like, it is human nature to need to belong, to desire to belong to whoever you belong to, whatever, you know, whether that's your family or your friends, your children, your partner, whoever, your workplace, you know, whatever it is that you belong to. It's human nature to want to belong. And whether or not, you know, you always hear people say, well, I don't care what other people think. Yes, you do. You know, it's just the fact that you have to be selective with whose opinion matters, who is important enough to make that list. And for me, that is first tier, my husband, second tier, my kids, myself is, you know, up there, and God, and, you know, all of that. That's all. I guess maybe all of that would kind of be first tier, you know. And then my sisters, both of my brother-in-laws, you know, I care what they think. My mother, my mother-in-law. And then there's further steps down, you know, my friends, my extended family, you guys, you know, things like that. But ultimately, at the end of the day, what do my husband and my kids think? What do I think? What does God think? You know, how am I showing up in all of those aspects? And if I'm not satisfied with those, then, you know, I'm not doing something right. And I think that it's really important to make sure that your list of who you care about, of whose opinions matter to you, make sure that list is pretty short. And Brené says a one by one, was it one by one? I can't remember. Like a post-it note, basically. I don't know what size a post-it note is. A post-it note is about as big as your list should be, you know? And those are the people that opinions really matter, because everyone's going to have an opinion about your life. And it's kind of that, you know, breaking free of that keeping up with the Joneses mentality of, we worry so much about what's normal, what's everyone else doing, what are my neighbors doing, my coworkers, what are my kids, friends, parents doing, what, you know, what's everyone doing? And we get so busy, like, keeping up with the Joneses and, like, worrying about what everyone on social media is doing, that we forget that, hey, these people aren't on my post-it note list. They don't truly matter, you know? And we have to make our own way through this journey. And there isn't a well-worn path, which Brené talks about this in Rising Strong, in the book Rising Strong. There's not a well-worn path to your future, to your dream, to your big vision. We talk a lot about big visions on here and our big picture goals. There is not a well-worn path. There is not a pre-made map to that place, because that place is specifically designed for you. It's your dream house. It's your dream career. It's your children, your partner, your specific place that you live. Your dream might not be living in the middle of nowhere, East Texas, among the pine trees like mine is. So why would you walk on my path? My path is going to lead to my dream, right? Why would you walk on your neighbor's path, your coworker's path? You're not on their path. Stay on your own path, right? We fall into this competitive suffering of like, well, it's harder for me. You know, or it's, well, she has it so easy. If I had that husband, or if I had that job, or et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, you guys, stop. Put your head down. look at your post-it note list, look at your goals list, find your path, go on that path. There's going to be plenty of things for you to battle and worry about and go up against on your own path. Let's just worry about your own path right now, okay? That's going to be plenty to worry about. Your short list of people whose opinions actually matter, that's enough to worry about. We don't need to worry about everybody else, okay? No one else is on that arena floor with you. Your partner might be. Your kids, yeah, they make a brief appearance on the arena floor. Maybe your closest friends, you know, maybe they come in and kind of give you some backup every once in a while on that arena floor, but no one else is there. So let them sit in the cheap seats. Who cares? Or maybe they're fighting their own battle. You know, I personally don't have time to pick apart everyone else's battles, everyone else's journeys, even if I'm cheering for you, which I am cheering for all of you. But I don't have time to pick apart every little, I don't stalk anyone's Instagram, you know, none of my like students or followers. I don't stalk your Instagram and pick apart your personal life. I don't have time. I'm battling my own battle, my own arena. I can cheer for you. I can say, hey, keep going. All right, I'm going to go back to my own arena over here. But I think another one of my biggest takeaways from Rising Strong, and then we'll wrap this conversation, was where she said that we can never go back to who we were before we stood up and walked onto that arena floor. Think about it for a minute. You're sitting down. This is all metaphorical, of course. You're sitting down. They call your name. You're up. Go onto the arena floor. That huge monster comes out. My monster is $490,000 worth of debt. A cluttered 3,000 square foot house. You know, a marriage that was like, what is going on? this is a huge monster coming out at me. And they're like, Sammy, you're up. Push me out onto the arena floor. Even if that monster comes out, kicks my ass, knocks me down, smashes my face into the dirt, I fail, which I will at some point, because of course I will. I will never be the same person that I was before I stood up, before my name was called, before I stepped onto that arena floor. I never will be. Because even if you fall and even if you fail, you are changed forever. Because your eyes have been open to something. And once your eyes have been open to something, you can never go back to being blissfully blind. You remember before you started your debt-free journey when you just used to go through the drive-thru at like McDonald's or Chick-fil-A and just grab whatever and you never thought twice about it? You were just like, oh, you know, take all my money, swipe my credit card. I don't care. Someone else will pay for this. You remember that blissful just ignorance of not really caring where your money went? That will never exist again. Your eyes are open and they can't be closed again. So even if you screw up and you fall off the wagon, because people always tell me like, oh, I fell off the wagon, I'm getting back on. You've still made progress. You're not the same person you were before you started. And there will be some kind of mourning process of like, that old me is gone, you know, and you'll never be the same person. Once you learn this something new or you start to take steps to make this big change in your life, which is why I think that so many people choose that comfort over courage because they know that it'll be scary. They know that they'll have to change. They know that there's so much unknown ahead. And so they get scared and they choose to just stay in their comfort zone. You know, and just stay ignorant and blissfully blind to everything. But then, you know, you get partway down your path, you get halfway through the battle, and you're in that messy middle. And we've talked about that before too, the messy middle and why it is so hard. And I love what Brené says in Rising Strong, because I just felt like, oh, this is dead on how I felt about my debt-free journey. You are too far in to turn around, because you can't go back to being, you know, swiping your credit card blissfully blind in the Chick-fil-A drive-thru line every other day. You're too far in. You've learned too much. You know that it's wrong now. But you're not close enough to the end to see the light. Like, you're not literally counting down the days or the weeks until you're debt-free. You can't quite see the light yet. And so you're in this really scary, dark, messy middle part. You're like, oh crap, the door's closed behind me. I can't leave. But I'm not close enough to the end that I can just sprint real fast and just keep going. I'm somewhere stuck in the middle. And that's where a lot of people give up. But I feel like that's more of a dangerous place to be than anyone, because you know better and you're not choosing to do better. That's terrible. I would rather you just be before and just be blissfully blind and be like, oh, it'll be okay. I don't know any better. But it is up to us to decide what we are going to do, you guys. And if you have already stepped into the arena a little bit, even if it's just put one foot in, you can't turn around now, you guys. Because you know better now. So you have to do better, right? But it's up to you what you will decide to do. Will you battle? Will you fight for it? Will you go into it with courage? Be brave. Be vulnerable. Be willing to fall. Be willing to get unwanted feedback and criticism thrown at you. Because you know in the end, you're going to have a wholehearted, aligned life living your big vision dreams. So it's up to you if you want to battle or if you want to just curl up and let life run over you. And this is where the magic happens. This is where you earn your battle scars. You earn your honor. You come out with a victory. And I think about it a lot. This was my metaphor that I went to in my head was, I like to kind of, you know, my husband and I will trash talk each other, you know, playfully trash talk each other. And he'll talk about, you know, how strong he is, et cetera, et cetera. And I'll say, okay, well, you know, I've birthed 3 children, so come at me. You know, come at me, bro. I've birthed 3 children. Like, I am a warrior. And I think about that and how much pride that gives me to know that I have done that. My body has done that. And I think about how proud that makes me. And when I feel weak or when I feel tired, I always go back to my body grew and birthed 3 children. I can do anything. I am such a warrior. You know, and I think about that in relation to our debt-free journey as well. You know, come at me. Do you know what our marriage has been through? Do you know what our children have been through? What I have been through on my personal development journey to get up, to read the books, to balance the budget, to meal plan and everything. Do every single thing intentionally. I've been through it, man. I've been to battle for my family, for myself. So come at me. I am a warrior and I've earned it. I've earned it. I walked out of the arena floor and I had a victory, you know, and now I'm on to a new arena floor of what comes after being debt free. The next arena. I'm right next door, just in a different, I'm in round 2. So you guys, that is the end of my notes, but seriously, I will link to the Netflix special. I will link to Brené's TED Talk. I will link to all of her books. I will link to the blog post. that kind of coincides the rest of my thoughts. There are more. my Embracing the Call to Courage blog post, my newsletter link where you can get early access to that, like today, so you don't have to wait until it comes out for everyone on the blog. And you guys, just get in a full Brené-like experience. Just get in it. She's amazing, and she's such a strong woman, and I feel like you're really gonna love her. So I hope this has been helpful. I hope this was like the kick in the butt that you needed to step out onto your own arena floor, decide to battle instead of just curling up, and know that at one point you will come out the other side with victory, and you will have that pride of being a warrior for your own life. Okay? All right, you guys, please remember to share this episode, subscribe if you haven't already, leave me a review so I can shout you out on a future episode. And that is all for me this week, you guys. I will talk to you guys next week. Bye, guys.